Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeds insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels. Hello and welcome back. We're glad that you can join us today. Gosh, can you believe that Christmas is almost here and the year is almost over? You know, when you first looked up, it's like it's January now, it's December. And it's almost the end of December. But listen, today's topic that we're going to discuss today is why you should take a vacation together with your significant other. Now, just the two of you, no kids, no other couples, no cousins, no friends, whatever. Now, it's okay you take your family vacations together with your family. And then if you want to go off and have a girls' trip or a boys' trip or with other couples, like a couples trip, that's fine. But you need to take a trip at least once a year with your significant other, just the two of you, so you can rekindle, reconnect. You know, take this. Think about this. Think back to when you first started dating your significant other. You guys, you know, you was hot and heavy into each other. It was spicy all the time. You couldn't keep your hands off each other, especially if you're high school sweethearts or you dated while you're in school or college or whatever. But, you know, the sparks was flying. You only had eyes for one another and no one else. You waited in anticipation, you know, for the phone calls. I remember it was just like that for me with me and my husband. We was dating, you know, in the 90s. I used to wait by the phone for him to call me. He used to go to the payphone because he had to wait. Other guys was on the phone and he'll call me. And, you know, we just sit and talk for hours. And then, you know, a certain time we had to get off the phone. But that's how it was. You spent hours tying up your mama's or your grandparents' phone talking to each other. So, like I said, you know, you might be high school sweethearts, college sweethearts. And, you know, life goes on. You got married. You started working jobs, your 40 hours a week or more jobs. I mean, more hours during the week. You had kids. If you had, you know, you're taking care of your parents, and if your parents were age, years passed, you know. And when you first was married, you probably would go out on dates, you know, a weekend, go out somewhere, or every 2 weeks, or where you pencil in where you have time for each other. But now, you know, 10 years, 15 years has passed, or you could be married even longer. You know, me and my husband, we're going on 30 years. And that's a blessing, you know. We're high school sweethearts. But ask yourself, is the spark still there? Of course it is. But does your significant other know that? You know, have you put your love life on the back burner, taking care of the home, family? And you'd be like, okay, I'll make time for this. Or, you know, the things you used to do when you was dating, you made sure you got that perfume on, your hair was good, the guys, you got the cologne on, breath was smelling good, you're looking good. Is that still relevant today if you've been married for 10, 15, 20 years now? Are you still doing that to keep yourself attractive and looking good? And I know some people are going to say, hey, listen, we take care of the house. We ain't got time for that. I work all these hours. I'm tired when I get home. Of course, we know you are. We all are. But you still put some of that, be presentable for your spouse when they get home. So you still, you know, they can still have that spark and be interested so the fire don't completely die out. You know, they might not say nothing, but they're thinking it in the back of their head. But guess what? You know, life happens. It gets hectic. Those kids are going to grow up and they're going to move out the house just like we did. We grew up and we moved out and went on with our lives. And then, you know, it's just going to be the two of you like it was before back in the house. So it's important that you get that time back together and connect, you know, so you can de-stress, rekindle, start that fire back up, get it roaring again, because it ain't out. It ain't out. It just ain't like it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, we got older, but you still fine as wine. So you can, I mean, start out with baby steps. You know, just think, schedule a date, you know, start, say Friday night, you're going to go out for, go out to dinner or go catch a movie. Or if you want to go to a lounge or something somewhere, go get a, catch a drink, you know, get a drink and listen to some good music. That's starting point. You know, you put some clothes on, fix your hair, throw a little bit of makeup on, put your perfume on. You know, you look good, you smell good. He gonna take notice. Trust me, ladies, he will. You know, it's that simple like that. And if you want to, do a bed and breakfast. You know, if you got little kids, get someone to babysit them. Say, can you watch them? And if just overnight, go to a bed and breakfast, a hotel, and spend the night, you know, and just get away from the home front, and it's just the two of you right there. You know, go to the beach, wake up to the sunrise, sipping coffee. That's what it's all about. And if you really want to try something different, take her by surprise, take her to the Caribbean somewhere at an all-inclusive resort when you can lie on the beach, enjoying the waves, sipping a refreshing beverage. Let me paint the picture for you. Okay, you come home and say, okay, pack a bag. We're going away for the weekend. Tell your wife that, or wife or the girlfriend, whatever, you tell your spouse that. Hey, pack a bag. We're going away for the weekend. Y'all hop on a plane. 3.5 hours, you in Mexico or Jamaica, Dominican Republic, wherever. You just out the country. You arrive in destination. You get whisked away in your private car to the resort. Once you get to the resort, you get greeted with a cool beverage, a cool cloth to wipe yourself down because you probably all hot and sweaty. You check in to the resort. You get escorted to your room by the concierge. This sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. You open your door and you see your oceanfront suite. So you walk in and all you see is the ocean from your balcony. That is the gorgeous sight right there. You go out on the balcony. You hear the waves from the ocean. You feel the gentle breeze on your face. You can sit out on that balcony in the evening, drinking a glass of wine as the sun sets, or wake up at sunrise drinking you some coffee. And then how about, you know, we plan this out for you, get a couples massage for 2.5 to 3 hours where they work out all them kinks and you get it together. So the lady's getting hers done, the guy's getting his done. And then after that, you know, you go get in the warm pool to relax your muscles. And you all nice and relaxed, get the pedicure, manicure. And after that, you have a nice romantic dinner on the beach. You like that, huh? Setting the mood for you. You come back to the room. The butler done turned the room down for you. You got candles lit, got rose petals all over for you. A bottle of champagne on ice waiting. Baby, that's just reminding you now. You got the wheels are turning in your head because you want to get that brown sugar moment back again and kickstart that fire up. I see you, fire starter. So listen up. That sounds good. And I'm glad the wheels are turning because you need this as a couple to reconnect and bond with each other. We are always hosting group trips, but we got a couples trip next year for Labor Day weekend. It's going to St. Lucia. You can head over to our website, www.jektravelsllc.com, and click on the events tab. It will pull up all our trips for you to view. Who knows? That fire might be blazing once you leave St. Lucia. So, you know, now it's time to reclaim back what you thought you lost but didn't, to keep that relationship thriving for years to come. Studies do show that people who vacation more are less tense, less depressed, and less overworked, which naturally leads to better relationships with friends, family, and your partners. Studies also show that couples who take breaks throughout the year to vacation and reconnect have a higher satisfaction. So what are you waiting for? Is that fire lit? Let's keep it burning, baby. I have enjoyed my time with you today on the Jet Setting with J.K. Travels podcast. Do you like this show? Do I have you thinking now? Okay, so let's take this over to our Instagram and Facebook page. You can find them both at JEK Travels. And let's continue this discussion on in the comments. Feel free to add your comments and we'll respond to them. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Just click on one of the links on the podcast. And until next time.